B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Texas groom was shot in the chest at his own wedding party, and even his new bride is refusing to help investigators.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't snitch.
Officers believe the groom, who has not been identified, was blasted after a fight with one of his guests at the celebration in suburban Houston on Thursday night.
Someone didn't get their chicken franchise.
Both the shooter and the injured groom fled the scene, but the newly married man was found bleeding at a house across the street. He was airlifted to a local hospital in critical condition. He was later upgraded to stable condition and is expected to survive.
So no description as to what caused this?
Witnesses on the scene have been uncooperative. Police at the house have been detained until we can get their witness. Their people have been detained until we can get their witness statement, said the police. The bride has been seen, had been seen running in the street screaming, "Where is he? I need to find him," after the shooting. But she's not saying anything.
Well, you know what? You always want to remember your wedding. You want to stand out from the other weddings. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes a shooting is what you need.
Yeah, right in the chest.
Yeah.
A driver faces assault charges after police say he slammed on his brakes and caused a motorcycle to crash on a bridge. The motorcyclist eventually ended up in the Missouri River, though how he ended up in the water remains unclear.
No one's talking.
Timothy Walker was charged with assault and armed criminal action. The motorcyclist, Timothy Perkins, is presumed dead. His body has not been found. Perkins was married to a woman who is dating Walker. So Perkins was the guy on the motorcycle.
Right.
He was married to a woman who is dating the guy in the truck.
So was he pursuing this person?
Yes. Okay. Shortly after midnight Sunday, police say Walker, driving a truck, was being chased by Perkins on the motorcycle. Atop the bridge, police say Walker slammed on his brakes, causing Perkins' motorcycle to slam into the back of his truck.
Truck beats motorcycle.
Yeah, police say evidence from the scene shows Walker then put his truck in reverse and ran over Perkins.
Ooh.
And then continued east from the bridge.
Walker, so they worked it out.
Walker told police that Perkins had waved a gun at him during the chase, and that's why he slammed on his brakes. He denied putting his truck in reverse, though. Walker admitted to leaving the scene of the crash and told police he later threw his cell phone out the window.
Love is a fickle thing, isn't it?
Yes. Police say they found a gun and two different magazines in Perkins' motorcycle. Fishermen heard someone yell for the help and then saw a body go underwater. So that's pretty Jesus. Messed up, yeah. All right, this is weird. A set of deer antlers was mysteriously left at the scene of a burglary in which nothing was taken on Tuesday night.
Rattlers!
Police are still trying to piece together the mysterious burglary.
My name's Colbretti. I'm going to investigate this crime.
In which a shed was broken into, but nothing was stolen, and an angle grinder and the deer skull with antlers was left behind.
Rattlers!
A wetsuit was removed from the shed, but that was left at the scene. What? How many more random items can we have?
This is crazy!
Police are hoping that the impressive deer antlers will be recognizable to someone and will assist in their inquiries so they can track where it came from. While coronavirus lockdowns caused many men across the world to grow their hair longer than usual, none compare with Vietnam's, I don't know, I forgot how you pronounce, Nguyen is a name.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's not Nguyen, but anyhow.
Nguyen
Van Chien, who has gone almost 80 years without getting his hair cut.
80 years?
The 92-year-old is a proud owner of a 5-meter-long dreadlocks.
15 feet?
Beard. Yeah. Owing to his belief in a faith that prescribes leaving untouched what a person is born with. He said, "I believe if I cut my hair, I will die."
He's right.
"I dare not to change anything, not even combing it. I only nurture it, covering it,
in
a scarf to keep it dry and clean and looking nice." Naughty. He says, "Yeah."
So how does he clean 15 feet of hair?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, we're looking at it. There's no way this is clean. It probably stinks to high heaven. It's a knotted mess.
I used to know a guy who was a sound guy when Rock Lobster was around, and he would run the sound for the bands there. And I remember one time he had dreads, and I was like, "Dude, your dreads are awesome." And he goes, "Oh, thanks." And he reaches into, he had these big baggy pants. He reaches into his pockets. What I didn't realize is like half his hair was in his pocket.
Was in his pockets. Yeah.
He pulls it out and it hits the ground. And I'm
Jesus.
Like,
Jesus.
How is that even possible?
So a friend of mine used to have, they make like a special, it's almost like a deodorant for your hair, like a treatment that you spray if you have dreads. That's supposed to be like a cleaning agent.
Yeah,
because they're collecting dirt and stuff.
Yeah, my friend Eric had them, and you know, if we were ever like partying or you know had to sleep at somebody's place, sleep it off. He had his pillow with him. I mean, he would just sleep on his dreads.
Wow,
it was nice and soft.
My balls.
Yeah.
Chien said, "I only nurture it, cover it." We already covered that part. He said he worships 9 powers and 7 gods, and believes that it was his calling to grow his hair, which he bundles up under an orange turban. He was required to trim it when at school, but left after 3rd grade and decided never to cut, comb, or wash it again. Wow. And it's 15 feet long.
It's just too much work.
They have to be the longest in the world, I would imagine.
So. And I'm the complete opposite.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Man has been jailed after he punched a Picasso painting.
What'd the painting do?
And it was worth over $30 million, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And he ripped it from the wall at the Tate Modern Art Gallery in London. Shaquille Massey admitted criminal damage after attacking the artist's 1944 painting called Bust of a Woman.
What did you call me?
Experts say that the repair would take up to 18 months and cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $400,000 to $500,000. Massey was sentenced to 18 months in prison. The court was told that the attack involved Massey punching the painting several times with a padlock before pulling it off the wall and throwing it on the ground.
How is it that accessible when it's that expensive a painting?
Dude, when you go to some galleries, they're just, I mean, works by Rembrandt. They're right there. That's why they have security in each room.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to intercede, right?
Yeah, this guy managed to get
you, stop punching that Rembrandt.
A few punches. So during sentencing, the judge said that Massey's actions were nothing more than an attempt to seek notoriety and 5 minutes of fame. Upon his arrest, Massey told people, police his actions were a performance.
Ah.
That'll help out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Performance art.
Two men have been arrested and another man is wanted in connection with the early Sunday theft of a wooden cow cutout. The cutout, covered in a painting of St. Johnsonville's Kaiser House.
I must have that.
Has since been reunited to the Kaiser House, undamaged, arrested, and charged with misdemeanors in the case are Jamie M. Lambert and Casey L. Batista. The investigation that led to the stolen cow cutout began at 4 a.m. Two sheriff's deputies were on patrol. Witnessed three men running across the street while carrying a large item from the area of the Kaiser House. Deputies pursued where they recovered the cutout from a bedroom there. Batista and Lambert were taken into custody and charged.
So they brought the cutout of the cow into the bedroom?
Yeah.
What were they planning on doing?
I don't know. They were 20 and 21 years old, so I think alcohol was probably a factor.
More than likely.
A naked man has decided that car wash would be the perfect place for a late-night shower. In video recorded on August 16th, the man is seen receiving a high-pressure hose down from a friend in one of the washing bays. So, I mean, this is the, you know, you spray your car with this. This hurts. This dude was naked. The owner of the car wash shared the footage on their Facebook page and wished the man a speedy recovery. They said, "We had a great weekend of car washing at Parkland's Car Wash until our new touchless storm automatic. With our new touchless storm automatic, we even had a man versus machine incident. It remains unclear why the man decided to bathe in the car wash or if he realized that there were cameras installed. So who knows?
They are intense, but if you talk about like a high pressure washer, a power washer, have you ever had a stream from one of those touch you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm saying this dude probably was in pain after this. It's normal to ask for a vacuum cleaner on your wedding registry, but this is a bit excessive. A couple from Austin, Texas have created a very niche wedding registry, and they are asking only for vacuums. The bride-to-be, Meg Hahn, put together the unique registry on the wedding platform, The Knot, to surprise her vacuum connoisseur fiancé, Brandon Armburster.
He's a vacuum connoisseur?
Yeah, or Armburster, that's his name. It's Brandon Armburster. Oh, Brewster.
Brewster, okay.
He says he loves the instant gratification he gets from vacuuming and has since he was a child. He also owns 7 robot vacuums to keep his home free of dust and debris. They registered for 750 vacuum cleaners.
He sounds like an imbecile.
Hahn says the registry was really created as a joke, and they do not want friends to feel obligated to buy them vacuums, but he does love vacuum cleaners. And let's end with a, let's see, let's do one more story. What the hell is this one? I'm trying to find one that is good to end on here. You know, I never have an exact way I want to go out the bizarre file. I just kind of...
You go with the flow.
Yeah, I do. How about this? We'll end with a nice story.
All right.
Not really bizarre, but interesting. A North Georgia fourth grader is soaring to new heights, becoming the youngest person to solo pilot a hot air balloon. Fourth grader.
Wow.
He's 9 years old. His name is TJ Head. And on July 10th, when the Cleveland, Georgia boy was still eight, he soared 400 feet into the air. It's part of the family business. His dad, Tarp, that's his dad's first name, Tarp.
Tarp?
Has been piloting balloons himself for 45 years.
I want you to fly a balloon.
He's done quite a bit of preparation for
you
years.
You listen to Papa Tarp.
Tarp said, describing how they built him a scale model remote-controlled hot air balloon. during that summer flight, Head had traveled about... So that means this guy's name is Tarp
Head. No.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
During that summer flight, Head traveled about a mile and a half in 20 minutes on his first solo flight.
Did I hear you right? Did you say your name is Tarp Head?
He said, I saw the sun setting. I saw a lot of cows. My favorite thing was probably seeing the back of Yona Mountain. And when he landed...
Yeah, who wouldn't be impressed?
He had a call to make to Bobby Bradley, who broke the record at 9 years old back in 2011 in New Mexico. He said, when I was four, I said that I would beat his record. And he did.
I beat you.
And so he called him and told him
you
that.
You loser.
And he congratulated him. And there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file. Tarp Head.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.